Okay, today is Daf Kuf of Masechtas Pesachim. We are on Daf Kuf, right? We are up to Ula Rav Huna. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top. Rav Huna said that on Erev Pesach, Rav Yossi agreed with Rav Yehuda that you're not allowed to start eating before at a certain point, whatever, on Erev Pesach, so that you come to the Seder with a appetite, exactly. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda explained. On Shabbos and Yontif, Rabbi Yossi said, it's not an issue. You can eat right up to Yontif, right up to Shabbos. On Erev Pesach, he agreed. And that's how we explained, there was our Mishnah, and that's how we explained, there was another Brisa. I think Gemara said, 1 second, Ul Rav Huna mi nicha. Is that really the right answer? Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiya said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. V'i tema Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi be'erev Shabbos. And the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi at erev Shabbos. Means in erev Pesach we have to stop. But in erev Shabbos you don't have to stop. Because you hold like Rabbi Yossi. You can eat mamash till Shabbos comes. Now, when it says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, when it says that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev Pesach, mechlal, the plig Rabbi Yossi b'tarvayu. The Rabbi Yossi argues on both points. Otherwise, it should have said halacha is like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. But it didn't say that. Now, the Rishonim point out that it's not a kash on Rav Huna, because the people who said this are also Tanoi, Amarayim. Who's Rabbi Yirmiya? Rav Huna's allowed to argue on Rabbi Yirmiya. Just because Rabbi Yirmiya said that, or who is the other one here? Rav Avo said that, that's not a kasha on Rav Huna. Rav Huna will say, with all due respect, I disagree with that statement. But, you know, the Gemara wants to make shalom and everyone should agree with something. So the Gemara says it's a kasha. So, why is it a kasha? Again, because Rabbi Yossi argues, because here it seems to argue about Erev Pesach. So the Gemara says, lo. Halacha mechlal de pligi b'hafsaka. What it means is, when we say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda on Erev Pesach, that means, Rabbi Yossi agrees. Rabbi Yossi agrees that you're not allowed to start eating at a certain point. But what if you did? Or, what if you started eating at a permitted point? You started eating at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're such a balsuda that at 5 minutes before Yontif, you're still eating. You have to stop. That's what they argue about. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you don't have to stop. And Rabbi Yehuda says, of course you do. That argument about stopping. About starting, they both agree. Like, look at the Rashbam. It's the last skinny line. Had Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Erev Pesach. That Rabbi Yirmiya says. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Erev Pesach. The mashma, the plig, the polig, nami, Rabbi Yossi, the Erev Pesach. That there seems to be some kind of dispute in Erev Pesach. Lahav sakuhu, the polig. They're only arguing about stopping. If you started beheter, you don't have to stop. But to start, Modi Rabbi Yossi the Usher. Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's Usher. It's not a kasha Rav Huna at all. Rabbi Yossi agrees you're not allowed to start. What if you started? Then Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to stop. And Rabbi Yehuda says you do. And Rabbi Yirmiya said, Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop. Umasis and Batschala, Ul Rabbi Yossi Yitzchrich. Fine.
If Rabbi Yossi says, okay to eat right up to Erev Shabbos. Why was there an issue last Shabbos about the
Purim? We're going to say it right now. Ditanya, because they have a brisa. Mafsikin l'shabbosos, you have to stop for Shabbos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. What do you have to stop for? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to stop. Why? So the Tosfos Rid says, the Piskei Rid says an unbelievable vart. You know why you have to stop? By the way, it's not enough just to make Kiddush. Like Poros Makos, just stop, we'll make Kiddush, and we'll continue. You know why? Because you're not making Gehekers out of Suda Shabbos. Right? Suda Shabbos is not just an extension of Suda's Chol. It's not what it is. It's not just an extension of Suda. I'm eating, now, I'll stop, I'll make Kiddush. No, no, no. It's not what it is. It's not just an extension of my weekday meal. 100% not. So, therefore you have to stop. Really stop. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ema Sikin. You don't have to stop. You don't have to. Umaisa, there was a story. Berb Shimon Ben Gamliel. There was a story of Shimon Ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, Shoyim Mesubim Ba'akko, they were all gathered together in Akko, the Kiddush Aleihem Hayom, and it became Shabbos. The Amar Leh Rabbi Shimon Galil Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Galil says to Rabbi Yossi, Berebi, you're my Rebbe, you're the God of Ador, Ritoncha Shenafsik? Should we stop? The Nechish of Rabbi Yehuda Chavireinu? Because we're suspicious Rabbi Yehuda said Shasab, let's be choshish for his Pshat? Amalo, so says Rabbi Yossi back 1 second. B'chol yom v'yom ata mechaved b'divar lefnei Rabbi Yehuda. Every day you hold like me. And you mechaved me and not Rabbi Yehuda. Right, you mechaved me. V'achshav ata mechaved b'divar Rabbi Yehuda b'fanai. In my face, you hold like I want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. In my face, hagam lichbosh et hamalka imi b'bayis. You want to be with the queen in front of my in my house? And right in front of me, you want to hold like someone else? So before we go on, the Tosfos asks, Tosfos doesn't ask it here, he asks it in Sukkah. We have a rule, that if you're eating, and a mitzvah comes, you have to stop. You have to stop to do Bidikas Chametz. You have to stop to hear Megillah. You have to stop. So what kind of thing is this? The eating a Suda, it's time for Kiddush, which is a Doraisa, I'm not going to stop. Keep on going. What kind of halacha is this? Rabbi Yossi says it's not a problem. Keep on going. So it's such a strange halacha, no? Yeah. So you always have to stop eating. So Tosfos says here it's different. Here it's different. He says because we're not suspicious. You're not going to make kiddush. Who doesn't make kiddush Friday nights? Never going to happen. And also he says since you're starting a Shabbos Suda, it's very unlikely you're going to be lazy about making kiddush on Shabbos. But if you're eating a Suda and time for Megillah, so I'll hit later. I'll hit the other minion, right? I'll go to the second one. And then you'll forget, you'll have a go. Same thing with Myruv. Forget Myruv, go to Myruv. You have to stop eating, go to Myruv. Now go to later Myruv. Right? Everyone makes all these kishbonos. We don't want to go to later Myruv. Right? So don't do that. Stop eating, go down Myruv. I'm telling you, it's in a place where there's no, like, you know, minion factory, right? So why? Because you'll become lazy. So Shabbat, you become lazy? You're making Suda Shabbos. How are you going to forget to make Kiddush? And therefore, you don't have to stop.
We have a separate mitzvah, though, where it's a time-based mitzvah, like davening mincha. You shouldn't eat, like, 30 minutes before.
Correct. That was yesterday, right?
Right.
Okay. Amalei, so Rabbi Gamliel Shimon answered back to Rabbi Yossi. All right, you got so offended. I asked to be told to Rabbi Yehuda and stop. Okay, fine. Imkein, lo nasik. We shouldn't stop. Shema yira ha-talmidim. Maybe the talmidim will see. Zikva halacha ludoros, and they'll make a halacha ludoros. That they have to stop. And Rabbi Yossi said, you don't have to stop. Amru lo, they told him, lo zazom misham, they didn't move from there, ad shekavu halacha ki Rabbi Yossi. They established halachas like Rabbi Yossi, that what? That you don't have to stop. Says the Rashbam, in this big Rashbam here, Amru lo, b'shir meng amlil, im king lo nafsik, shme'ina mihacha, we see from here, the Ba'avei Tzachim, that on Erev Pesach, Asur Lechol, you're not allowed to eat, Misov Tes Shos, after 9 hours, Lumaila, Kistam Masnisan. The Mishnah said it, no one argues. Even Rabbi Yossi, who's a Tana, didn't argue. Right? He agreed. Even he argues by Shabbos and Yontif, not by Pesach. Avul Ba'avei Shabbos is V'yontif, but on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, Mutu Lechol Manamincha Lumaila. You're allowed to have a Suda from Mincha and on. No, we don't hold up this Hashbam, because we hold you're not allowed to do that. Right? The Hastam Lan Tana Masnizan Rabbi Yossi. It's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. Midinokar Arvi Psachi Michlal Lishai Yantav Shari. The Mishnah only picks on Erev Pesach. What about every Erev Yantav? We hold like Rabbi Yossi. V'kayim Olam Nami Halacha Rabbi Yossi Michaveru. We always hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Hashbam says. The Rabbi Yossi Afil Lahaschil V'lechol Achar Teth Shari. Even after start after 9 hours is Mutter. Behedja, straight out, lekaman b'shmaitzin. In this Gemara, we're going to see later on, it's preferish and mutter. Da'amar, elohad tanya, v'shavin, shamaschilin, emas. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, and everyone agrees, you can start. When? E-Erev Shabbos, Hapalag Rebuda. Can't be Erev. I'm sorry, E-Erev Shabbos, Hapalag Rebuda. So you see that Rebuda argues on him, and we call it Rebiosi, right? Umihu, however, linyan ha-saka, elohad Rebiosi, stop it, we don't like Rebiosi. Rabbi Pesachim Elak Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Hitzchil. If he started Lecha Kodem Tes, when Amshich Lachilas Ad Shechashecha, and your meal slept all the way into the night, Tzarech LaAkar, you have to stop. Es HaShulchan Miyad Kishiachshech. Right, the minute it gets dark, you have to stop. ulachziro l'shem Pesach, and make a new table for Pesach. U'b'shabbosos v'yogdav l'yafzik. On a Shabbos, if you don't have to stop, Mr. Sheffrin, Ella, poris ma'apa u'makadesh, just switch over the suda in the middle. V'achakach gomer sudas, and then finish your suda. And that's the Gemara right now. Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel. Ein halacha, lo kerb Yehuda, v'lo kerb Yosi. We don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That you have to stop. We don't hold like that. We don't like Rabbi Yosi either. That you don't have to stop. We hold like neither of them. Ella, rather, poris mapa umakadesh. What you do is, you cover the kalas, and you switch over, your weekday meal turns into a Shabbos meal. Poris mapa umakadesh. As the rabbi gave us past 2 weeks of shiurs about exactly all the details, that's basically what it is. Your weekday meal turns into a Shabbos meal. How do you do that? You don't bench, but you make kiddush, right? Now, ain't is that true? The Amar of Tachlifa Bar Avdimi Amar Shmuel. This is the same Shmuel. Shmuel just said, "Paris Mappa Bakash." We don't hold like either of them. We don't hold like either of them. But same Shmuel said, "Kishem Shema speaking lekiddush," just like you stop for kiddush. Kach mafsikin lahavdala. So too you stop for Havdalah. If you're eating a Suda, Shal Shudas, and Havdalah, you stop. You just keep eating until 10 o'clock at night, you stop and make Havdalah. Now what does it mean, stopping? My Mafsiki, what does it mean to stop? What does that mean? Lav, doesn't it mean Lakirat Shulchan? Doesn't it mean removing the table? Paras Map is not enough. So you see, it's a Kasha on Shmuel. Hakat Shmuel say we hold Paras Map with Makadesh, but then he says when it comes to Kiddush and Havdalah, you have to stop. What does stop mean? Real stop. Not transforming, switching the meal in the middle. Not like that. No, not that at all.
So he would make Havdalah and then he wouldn't say Ritzay in the bench.
That's a whole hack about it. That's all details. What Ritzay and the making a bench and you know the Harachamon, all that stuff is Alanisim. It's all details. But the idea of Poros Mapa is in the Gemara.
But if you're saying Havdalah, you're saying it's no longer Shabbos and therefore...
Yeah, but by benching, it goes that when you start the meal, it's very complicated. We already spent an hour on that. It's very complicated. Sugya. So you see, Shmuel seems to contradict himself because why does he contradict himself? Because he says in the Amud Aleph, we don't hold like anybody. We hold a new thing. Paras Mappa Makadesh. But in Amud Beis, he says that you have to stop. What does stop mean? Really stopping, removing the table. Mamish stopping. Contradict himself. So Gemara says, well, when it says over here you have to stop for Kiddush and Havdalah, it doesn't mean really stopping. It means Lamapa. It means Lamapa. It means just transforming the Suda. That's all you have to do. Transform the Suda from weekday to Shabbos, good to go. Which is why this past week, when Friday was Erev Pesach, Purim was on a Friday, people did that. They Poris Mappa. They started the Purim Suda. Now, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You're not allowed to start a Suda after Chatzos even, really. Right? A little later if you're really stuck. So, either you have two options. Either you make a Suda in the morning, which is many people did, or you make a Suda later with Poris Mappa. Right? No, we hold up neither. No, Rabbi Yosef said, you don't do Paras Mappa, just keep on eating.
Oh, right.
We don't hold up that at all. Right. Now, listen to this Gemara. And listen how every Rishon learns this Gemara different than what we would think. Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Iklo Lebe Reish Galusa. He went to the house of the Reish Galusa. Icy Taka Kane. They brought out a table. Poris Mappa for Kiddush. They were Poris Mappa, and they made Kiddush. And what does that sound like? It sounds like they did Poris Mappa Makadish. He went for a Friday afternoon Suda. They brought out a table. They were Poris Mappa, they were Makadish. It sounds like it's continuing on the halachas of Poris Mappa Makadish. Says the Rashbam, that's not what's going on here. And the Rashbam says, you have to read this inside, because it's long, it's very long, but this is something we all do, and if I asked you why we do it, you're not going to give this reason. I'll ask you, why do you cover the challahs on Shabbos?
Embarrassing the challah.
How are you embarrassing the challah?
Because you're saying the bracha on wine before hamatz.
Right. No one says that reason. The Rashbam's going to give one reason. Tosos is going to give another reason. There's a Yerushalmi which gives your reason. However, the Taz says, I can't find that Yerushalmi. I searched through the whole Yerushalmi and I couldn't find that Yerushalmi that says that. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that reason.
Yeah.
It brings all three reasons. Okay? So now we're going to do... This has nothing to do with Poros Mapo Makadosh. Because the Rashbam says... Look at the Rashbam. It's from the first skinny line. He says, V'lo garsinan shavin. Okay? El hachi garsinan. Hachi pirusha. Rabba bar Rav Chana. Iklul beirish kalusa. V'lo haya ochlin kodim chashecha. They did not eat in the morning, in the afternoon. No. He came to his house for Shabbos. U'l'achash yatsu beis ha-kneses. When they came home from shul, a regular Friday night. They went to shul, they came home, hechshir, it was dark. Aisu taka l'kaimei. They bring out a table. Heviu es ha-pas ala shulchan. They bring out a table. Kamo sha'onu osin kodim kiddush. Like we do before kiddush. And poris mapa ala lechem. He covered the bread. V'yachar kach kiddush. And then he made kiddush. And who's this? Rabba bar Rav Huna was like, what's going on here? What are these strange things they're doing over here? I came, went to shul Friday night, like everybody, like a good Jew, I come home. This is what they're doing. He puts out a table, he covers the challah. Now, if it's Paris Mapu Makadesh, there's no go to shul. You go to shul later. Right? So this is not Paris Mapu Makadesh. This is a regular Friday night. And he came home and he saw they covered the challah. He said, what are you people doing? V'lufisha beritzono, they wanted... They didn't want to bring the lechem until after Kiddush. They wanted to bring the lechem after they made Kiddush. Like I'm going to explain in a minute. That's what they wanted to do. Why did they want to do that? Lefikach, therefore, poris mapa ala lechem. He covered the lechem. The hainu. Ke'ein silich ha-shulchan kamo she'ein odomeh. In other words, the chalas are not here. I'm covering them. I could have left them in the kitchen. I could have done that. But I didn't. I brought them here already and I covered them. Why? V'raya davar shkenosin. There's a raya like this. The Tani Masnisin, we're going to learn later. Mazgulo kos rishon. They pour the first cup. V'yachakach hevil lefarav yirakos. Then they bring out karpas. Chazeres. Right? Metabel bechazeres. We dip the karpas. Michlal dar hashta lo icy. You see, until then, it wasn't there. What do you mean you bring out the... It was somewhere, it was in the kitchen. And we're going to bring out the karpas. It means it wasn't on the table. Right? The taima, and what's the reason for this? Kedepirish b'shildas dor b'choygon, b'parshas v'yishma yisro, parshas yisro, v'kosevin, he says, b'buhachi, v'keruve taka mikame l'kiddush, to bring out the table before kiddush, l'kiddusha d'shabsa, on the kiddush for Shabbos, lo makruvinim, we don't do that. We don't make that the table for Kiddush before Kiddush. He keeps on, why not? My time, why not? Listen to this. It's much more of a kavod for Shabbos when you make this whole grand entrance of the table and the food.
That's how they eat.
No, but he's saying there was a grand entrance. Look at this. All of a sudden, here we are, with the bringing out the older... It's like what we have when they bring out the chalent. It's like the grand entrance of the food. They did that with the challah too.
They did it, that's how they ate. They ate in small plates, just split the bread out in one shot.
Right. I hear what you're saying.
That's how their system was.
Okay, so Tosis is going to address that. But hear what he's saying? It's like the grand entrance of the Shabbos meal. And therefore, they bring out the challahs afterwards. Now, for whatever reason, he didn't want to bring out the challahs, so he covered them. It's the same thing. When I uncover them, it's my grand entrance of the challahs. That's why he covered them. No one knew this until this Gemara. That's why they're covered. They're covered as a kavod. Look at this, I'm making the grand entrance. How do I do that? By uncovering them.
V'heichi
dekrivu, but if they're already there...
Why would this be a halachic? These answers are very good, but why are these halachic?
One second. V'heichi, we'll get to that in a second. V'heichi dekrivu, and when you bring them out, lo mesalkin onlei, wouldn't remove them. Like, I already brought it here. Slap it back into the kitchen? No. Ella, parcel of mapu makadesh. I'll just cover it, and then I'll make kiddush, and they're covered. Then when I uncover them, wow! Look at this. What a cover for Shabbos.
The Tanya for Shavim Shem v'Zav Shulchan Elam and Kiddush v'Mehevi Poros Mapu Kafarin. V'Heicha the Aschil Sudaso Madina Ahar Mali Shabsa.
But if I started my sud on Friday, the Rashbam knows. That the Gemara, this line of the Gemara is right after Poros Mapu Makadosh, and you might think it's continuing the halacha. It's another story. And you also have Poros Mapu Makadosh. Right, the Rosh Hashanah, a whole long, that's not what happened. It's a regular case, they went to shul Friday night, regular story.
And he says, if you're eating Friday night, the kiddush ala yoma parzam b'makadosh, and that's also another example of parzam b'makadosh. Ubi tam zeh no gulufos mapa lechem aracha kiddush b'shabbos v'yom tovim. And this is why we cover our chalas on every Friday, every Shabbos, and every yontiv, to make the grand entrance of the chalas, which is the suda Shabbos. He says v'yesh mefarshim. There are those that say that iklu lebei reish galusa for yimisuban al shulchan be'erev Shabbos. Some say this Gemara is talking about a case of Purim b'kadosh, like on a Purim on a Friday, and they had a Suda, and so some people explain this line. The Kiddush Yom with Purim b'kadosh. Lone here, it's not right, that's impossible. The Ha b'braisa, the L'kamei, Misayin le'minei, Loma farsha b'hafsaka, el b'tchilas achilas le'el Shabbos. Because we're going to see in a minute, Tanya Nami Hachi, v'shavin, and no one's going to mention anything about they're going to mention, no one's going to mention anything about this, that they went to Shul first. So it can't be a case of Purim b'kadosh. It must be a new halacha we discovered. Halacha is, you cover the chalas on Friday night and Shabbos. Why? Make the grand entrance of the Shabbos Suda.
It didn't give any reason, and it doesn't give you any sort of halacha.
So let's do Tosos. V'she'en mevi'in et ha-shulchan el ha-zman kiddush. Ha-adam b'chol kisvei, matzah shulchan arach. Listen to this. Tosos says, doesn't it say, don't we have in Hilchot Shabbos, that if you come home from shul, not Hilchot Shabbos, in Masechta Shabbos, you come home from shul, and the malach accompanies you home, and if he sees the table set, he gives you a bracha. There's no table set. He didn't bring it out yet. So what kind of bracha is this? What's going on here, right? Matzah shulchan aruch, malach tov omer. The malach tov says it should be like this next week. Says Tos was low kasha. That's not kasha. Aruchu mokom acher. No. It's set in the kitchen. It's set somewhere else, and they're going to bring it in. So when the malach sees that, he gives you a bracha. You hear this, Tosas? Right. Ach, ein mevi'in oso l'makom sudas v'achar kiddush. But you don't bring it to the spot till after kiddush. Now Tosfos says v'achshav, and nowadays shashulchanos shalonu hashem gedolim yosem midai. We have a normal dining room table. V'kasha l'havia achar kiddush. Where are you slept in the dining room table from? That after kiddush you're going to bring it out? It's not realistic. Shalah hafzik ben kolkach ben kiddush l'suda. You're going to have a half hour move furniture moving around. Can't do that. Onu ragilim lipros mapa ulakadish. We cover the challah. V'atam beforish b'shildus. The exact same reason. The Tosfos gives the same reason the Shildus gave in the Rashbam. Ki heichid the tesi suda b'kara d'shabsa. This is the way the Shabbos suda is covered. It makes its grand entrance. V'yesh mefaresh. And there are those that say, zecher l'man. It's a zecher to the man. Shalom haya yorah shabbosos v'yom tovim. It did not fall on Shabbos and Yontif. V'haya atal milmaila v'ul milmata. There was dew on top and dew below. V'haman bein tayim. And the man was in the center. And therefore, they covered the challah. You cover the challah on the top. You cover the challah on the bottom. To zecher to the man. Beautiful answer. What's halacha about that answer? Both of these answers are not halachic. They're both like covered things. Zecher, remezes, comes along the Yerushalmi, there's a halacha. The halacha is, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that when you have two items in front of you, and you're making a bracha on one of them, which one do you make first? So the halacha is, if it's something from the Shivas Haminim, it comes first. Not only that, there's a pasuk in Parshas Ekev, lists the Shivas Haminim, and Chit is the first one on the list. So wheat, things made out of wheat, always come first. An oven, which is grapes, wine, is not the first one on the list. Yet we're making Kiddush before we eat the challah. Therefore, you cover the challah, it's called to embed, not to embarrass the challah. It doesn't mean embarrass. It means halachically, you have to cover the challah as if they're not here. Because I'm making Kiddush on the wine first. I'm not doing embarrassed. It's a halachic reason. The halacha is to cover the challah, so I shouldn't see it, and make a bracha on that first. Because halachically, really, I should. Which is why, if you're making kiddush on challah, you don't have to cover them. You want to cover them for the man? Lovely. You want to cover them because of kavod and grand entrance? Lovely. That's not halachas. Those are old men hugging. So if you're making kiddush on challah, do you have to cover it? What? Wait, we'll get to the mezuzah in a minute. Says the Chassam Sofer, what about Shalosh Shudas? There's no Kiddush. So do you cover it?
It's
Many people, most people do not.
Correct.
Why? Because first of all, these two reasons, I already did them. I did it Friday night, I did it Shabbos morning, these two non-halachic reasons. I got to do it again by Shalosh Shudas. And there's no Kiddush anyway. So you don't have to cover them.
If you hold by the Tosfos talking about the Tal, then there's reason to do so, I guess.
It's just a Zecher. It's not a halacha.
Right.
It's not a halacha. So by Shalosh Shudas, you have to cover the Chalas? No.
Which is why you go to any shul and they have Shalosh Shudas set up, they're not covered.
They're not covered. Why not? Because, okay, so this is for the mon. You did it Zecher already. You did it twice already. You got it a third time. You could do one. If you want to do it, you could do it. No, because you didn't start yet. So it's not in front of you. So I'm not eating yet. I'm not sitting down. I didn't start yet. So the issue, the halakha didn't arise yet.
Nothing changed.
What?
You're standing in front of your table. And you're about to make kiddush.
No, but the halakha is you make kiddush first. The halakha is you make kiddush first.
I understand.
So, but there's a little bit of a tension because you're supposed to do that. So cover it. No, it's nothing to do with that, really. Okay, similar idea. Okay. Now, the real issue is, what about if you have mezonos? What if you're making kiddush, and in shul or at home, people make kiddush first on mezonos, and then they'll wash?
The same
1 second. Is it the same halacha?
Yeah.
So does mezonos have the same status as chita? Does it have kedima? Bracha. Well, halacha now. For the man, you don't have to cover the cake. For the grand entrance, you don't have to cover the cake. But halacha, you have to cover the cake.
So
what's that? But yes, chita. Exactly. So it's a machlokas about that. There's a machlokas about that, whether you have to cover the cake, because whether or not this idea that chita comes first applies to cake. With one issue. Shlomo Zalman says, Rav Moshe argues on this, Shlomo Zalman says, it only, listen to this from Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe argues, but if you think about it, Shlomo Zalman might make a little more sense, I don't say that about Rav Moshe, Chas V'Shalom, Shlomo Zalman says, that if that's true, then only the guy who's making Kiddush has to cover the cake. You're sitting at the end of the room, you don't have to cover your cake, you're not making Kiddush. Only the guy who's making Kiddush has to cover his cake, if you want to go down this road, which most people, I think, do. But it's only the guy sitting at the kiddush and they cover every cake at the table. It's not really, you don't have to do that, according to Shlomo Zalman. Because Rav Moshe says it has nothing to do with you eating it, it has to do with the status. So if it's to do with status, you have to cover every cake. If you're going to Shlomo Zalman, only the guy who's making kiddush has to cover the cake, because only he's the one who has the issue. The other guy doesn't have the issue. It's only him. It's interesting.
If he's being yotzi, wouldn't that make
sense? No, because he's being yotzi, so you don't have to make kiddush yourself, because you have a halacha of shmeik ona. So I heard him. But right. The tension doesn't apply to me. I'm not making Kiddush. So what do I have to cover the cake for? What? He's making Kiddush for me. So for him, the cake is right here, he should make a bracha on cake first. Since he's making bracha on Kiddush, cover the cake. Why do I have to cover the cake? I'm down the end of the room. I'm listening to make Kiddush, and then I'm going to take a piece of cake. Why do I have to cover it?
What is the idea of Shemei Kaino like you did it?
What? Yes, but not 1,000% like that.
Right.
So that won't extend to the fact that I have to cover the cake because he's making kiddush. I don't have attention. He has attention. So that makes that's
some who say,
so end of the day, if you don't cover the cake, not the end of the world. You should. If you're not the guy making kiddush, it's even more of a reason not to. If you want to hold it, it's like Shlomo Zalman.
Those who are holding a schnapps in their hand,
yeah,
they hear the poetry Hagafim as being recognizing the mitzvah of kiddush, but their feeler is on.
Ah, so you raise an excellent point now. If you're making kiddush on schnapps, there's no reason to cover the cake.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you shouldn't cover the cake. Oh, 1 second. What are you doing now? Now you're making the shahakol. Same problem. It's even worse. For sure, cover it, right? Because you're making a shahakol now. It's not even a mezono.
Right.
What?
You're not obligated in drinking wine. On
the Shabbos day, are you? No, you're not. You can make it on Chaman Medina, 100%.
You can hear.
The issue is you have to have a revius or not. That's a separate shayla. But you can make it on 100%. If you have a revius, you can make it on Shabbos. For sure, 100%. 100%. Lechatchila, you can do it. So let's say you do that. Yeah, what's your question?
Well, so you hear the Baal Kiddush saying it on wine, but you're not yourself obligated then to drink some of that wine. You can say.
So it's similar to Shlomo Zalman. It's not the tension's not on you.
Right.
Okay. He said that already. Yes. If you're in the other end of the room, you don't have to cover the cake. Rosh said you do, because Rosh said it goes on the status, doesn't go on you, doesn't go on the eater, it goes on the status. So they have a machlokas about it.
Right.
Okay. Okay. What are we up to? Anyway, Tanya Mihachi, Shein Mevin Es Hashulchan. You don't bring out the table. Elegant Kiddush. Let's make Kiddush first. Vimhevi, Parasmapu Makadish. You be Parasmapu Makadish. Now, Tani Chada, one Brysa taught, Shavin, they agree, She'ain Maschilin, that you don't start. Getting back to starting before before Yantif, or right, not, Vitani Idach, Shavin She'maschilin. And some say they both agree you can start. Bishlama, Hadatani Shavin, She'ain Maschilin, I understand. They both agree, who's they both? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi both agree you can't start a Suda, Mishkachas Lab, Erev Pesach. And there are Pesach, you're not allowed to start a suit at a certain point. Ella, hadotanya v'shavim shem aschilin. One second. Everyone agrees you're allowed to start? Amos, when is that? Inem Erev Shabbos, hamiflag palig. When is that? They both agree on Erev Shabbos. There's no machlokas about it. No, lo kasha, tanakasha. Kan, when are you allowed to start? Kodim teisha shalos. Before the ninth hour. You want to eat breakfast at 7 o'clock in the morning? Of course you're allowed. Everyone knows you're allowed to. Don't shayla about that. You can even wash. Have a suda. No shayla. Khan, what are they arguing about? La'achar teisha shos. After 9 hours. Okay? So, here's the story. The sugya ends right now. There's a new sugya right now. Should we start or should we just let it go? Let Michael start it tomorrow. Right. The new sugya is... Right. The new sugya is about Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Starts off, Osam b'nei adam shekitchu beis ha-knesses. They're making Kiddush in Shul for the guests. You're making Kiddush. Well, who are you? You're not a guest. You're going to go home. So is that a valid Kiddush? So it's a brand new topic. So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.